This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump itching to get back on the election campaign trail after being sidelined by a COVID-19 infection will begin by delivering remarks to supporters at the White House at an outdoor event Saturday. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
The first event is at the White House. The rally will be in Florida. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the government's top infectious disease expert, says the president appears to be following CDC guidelines.
10 days from the onset of your symptoms. So apparently he started getting symptoms on Thursday, last Thursday.
There is another big guideline.
2 negative tests by PCR, 24 hours apart.
As long as the president fulfills the criteria of the CDC of being non-infective,
then I would feel okay.
Fauci cautioned the White House again to avoid large-scale gatherings of people without masks. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The second presidential debate between President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden has been canceled. AP's Mike Gracia has more.
The Nonpartisan Commission on Presidential Debates confirms the debate scheduled for next Thursday, October 15th, between President Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden is now officially off. After the commission announced Thursday it was changing the format to a virtual debate, the president balked. The commission made the decision because Trump had contracted COVID-19. After Trump said he would not participate in a virtual debate, Biden scheduled a town hall with ABC News for that night. The final debate, scheduled for October 22nd in Nashville, Tennessee, is still on. Mike Gracia, Washington.
On Wall Street, stocks ended the week on an up note. The Dow Jones Industrials added 0.57%. The S&P rose by 0.88%, while the NASDAQ gained 1.39%. This is VOA News.